Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Matt Hester, and welcome to this screencast. And in this screencast, we're going to talk about how Windows Azure virtual networks are created. Now, virtual networks are a huge building block in connecting your on-prem environment to the cloud network, but it's also a huge controlling point for us as administrators to help really control how those virtual machines that spin up inside of our cloud services actually get the IP addresses that we want them to get. So those virtual networks really are a key to a lot of different things inside of Azure, and really how we control our environment, and really a key to happiness with your hybrid cloud. So let's actually take a look in this screencast of how we're actually going to create a virtual network. And then I'm also going to take a quick step at the end on how to reserve an address from that virtual network to those client virtual machines. Now, as you might recall, when you create a virtual machine inside of Windows Azure, they actually all are DHCP and enable clients, but we have some really nice ways with just a couple quick PowerShell commands to control the IP addresses that get assigned to those systems inside of here. So here I am. I'm logged into my Azure portal. I'm going to go ahead and go and create a brand new virtual network. I'm just going to go ahead and click on New. I'm going to go ahead and go to Network Services, and then I'm going to go to Virtual Network. And then I'm going to go ahead and go through the custom create so I can show you the full wizard. Not a whole lot there. You also have the ability to import configuration. So everything I'm doing here, I can actually export this configuration and give it to somebody else, and they can import it in very easily and create that. Also, everything I'm doing as well, PowerShell is fully supported. So I could use PowerShell to create this entire virtual network as well. So I'm going to go ahead and click on custom create. And it's going to give me a name. I'm just going to call it Azure Test 1. It's going to ask me what region do I want to put this in. South Central is where I'm going to go here, but we have the other regions available to us. It's also going to ask me what subscription I want to use. I'm going to put it on my MSDN subscription because I'm just going to do some test and dev for this particular environment. I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. And now is where we start getting into some very interesting things that we can actually work with inside of it. One thing we can do that you'll want to do, especially if you're going to set up Active Directory or other network services inside of here, is actually assign a DNS server for that particular virtual network and give it a proper IP address. Now, this will actually be a virtual machine that you're going to assign to that network, but it allows you to make sure that you have a proper DNS server that's giving out name resolution services for your virtual network. Now, you have a couple other quick boxes here that I just want to talk about briefly. My buddy Kevin's going to actually do a great job in our post in the next part of this series and take you through the different ways that we can connect. Now, whenever you work inside of Azure and virtual machines, when you first provision a virtual machine, as you might recall or have seen before, you get an RDP connection into that client. And that one RDP connection is for that one virtual server. But what if you have 100 virtual servers running up in Azure? That means you, without a virtual network, you have 100 potentially RDP clients you have to keep ahead of. But what you can do is actually, from an administrative perspective, use what is called a point-to-site VPN. And what this allows you to do is take an administrative console, just a client device, and connect it back into the Azure network, the virtual network you're creating. And as long as all those virtual machines are a member of that virtual network, you then are basically VPN into the virtual network. And then you can access everybody with just that one connection. And then you have site-to-site connectivity. And this is really the key to tying your on-prem environment to your actual virtual networks inside of Azure. Now, a couple notes about virtual networks. You can only have 5 virtual networks per subscription. But the nice thing about this is you actually can have multiple site-to-site connections. And in the early days of Azure networking, that wasn't the case. It used to be a 1-to-1 ratio. Now it's you can actually have 10 site-to-site VPN connections into a single virtual Azure network. So you have that ability to work with it. Now, Kevin's going to take you through all that to make that work. But in a nutshell, the site-to-site VPN is designed for your on-prem data center to connect to the Azure virtual network that you've configured and assigned it to. And point-to-site VPN is for administrators. And Kevin's going to take you through how to set that up. For me today, I'm just going to give you some of the basics. So the last step here is actually all about the different subnets and the ranges that you want to create for this to use. Now, whenever you create and work with this environment, you can control what seed or address you're going to use and how your subnetting bits are assigned to those different environments, what your starting IP addresses are. You have the ability to control that. You can also add in multiple address spaces. Now, after the fact, after you create one, you can go back in and change the seed or addressing. So if I don't want /8, I can make this a /16 and then even create another address space of that 10-dot range. So you really can do these types of things. You also have the ability inside of these environments to create and add subnets that allow you to work with those virtual environments. So you can actually create other subnets inside of those big address spaces to really carve it up. Now, a rule of thumb, here in a second, I'm actually going to show you how to do a static IP address, or I should say a reserved IP address inside this range. It's recommended that you don't mix your dynamics and your DHCPs. So the quick thing that you can do is when you create your virtual network, create multiple subnets, one for the dynamic range and one for the reserve ranges. That way it helps you keep everything organized, and it really is the best practice of how you're going to set those things up. So I'm going to go ahead and just click on this and let it go ahead and create. Now, in reality, I'm not actually going to use this. As you can see, I created one earlier today, so I'm going to click on Azure Net 1. And this is an environment I've worked with and created for us to see and use inside of here. Now, if I go to the dashboard, you'll see a couple things. I have my DNS server. I also noticed that, hey, I have a resource that's been reserved. I've actually have a client that has an IP address that I've assigned it with inside that region. Now, why is this important? Well, prior to those reservations to IP addresses in Windows Azure, if you didn't assign IP addresses to those clients and reserve those IP addresses inside that virtual network, if that client reprovisioned for whatever reason or rebooted, it could potentially lose the IP address that it was originally assigned via its DHCP lease. What this allows us to do by assigning this IP address is make sure whether the system's provisioned or not, it's always going to have that same IP address. Now, these are kind of permanent in the sense that once I assign it to this virtual machine, even if I were to go delete this machine, MHRES IP, that address would still be reserved for that one. So once you add them, you then have to remove them by hand as well. And just a quick little PowerShell client that I'm going to show you here in a second. So I get some information here that's there. I can also go back in and configure it. So if I need to go in, maybe add in another DNS server, add a point to site, or change my IP address ranges, I can. I have that ability to do it. So working with the virtual networks is really, what you have to understand is what IP address ranges do you want to use? What IP address ranges are you going to have on site? And then how do you connect those from your on-prem environment to that? And it's really just basic IP mathematics, folks. So from that standpoint, all we're doing here is creating this very easy virtual network up inside of Windows Azure with just a couple of commands. And now I have the realm that's available to me. Now, let me actually take you through and show you some of the PowerShell abilities that we have inside of Windows Azure. If I open up my Azure console, so now here are my ISV, and my ISE, I should say, and it has the ability to do a couple things. Now, just a couple notes here, folks. Notice that when I show you, whenever you do any Azures, you want to be able to add your Azure account. You can do this from variables, or you can just run add Azure account. Now, if you have not been familiar with or work with Azure and PowerShell together, a quick way to start, the first thing you're going to have to do, and I'm just going to show you, you can definitely Bing it if you need to, but if I go to the start page of any virtual machine, there's a Windows PowerShell commandlets page, and if I open this in a new tab, you'll get a nice console here, and if you scroll down, you have the ability to do Windows PowerShell here where you can actually install it, and it'll launch a web installer to allow you to download all the tools to be able to run PowerShell commandlets, because right now the only way to currently reserve addresses for that static kind of feel is via PowerShell inside of our environments. So once you do that, then you have to basically establish connection with your subscription, because the PowerShell commands that you run will be exactly the same PowerShell commands that I run. The only difference, they're going to my subscription. So I've already logged in and authenticated, and a couple things I can see here. Now, I've already run one of these commands, test Azure static IP. Now, what this is telling me is, hey, I want to check for this IP address and say, is it available? Because maybe I want to assign this IP address. Well, notice it comes back as false. It's not available. Now, if I change the address, I'll just change this to 2. Now, also notice what's funny here is the great thing about Azure, it gives you suggestions. Hey, that one's not available, but there's a bunch more available to you. So I could change this to 2. And if I run that same selection again, now it's going to chug for a second. It's going to let me know, hey, is that address available or not? And it's going to let me know what's happening. So we'll give that a second to result. And notice now it is available for me to use. There are no suggestions. So that's the first thing, is kind of have an idea what addresses you want to assign, create that subnet for it. And then the rest is just a matter of assigning it. And you can see the commands here. The first thing I did is set a variable for the particular virtual machine name to do this. Now, for this to work, you have to have the service name as well as the name. Now, in my case, you'll notice that the service name and the name of the machines are exactly the same. That's just because it's just only one virtual machine in that particular cloud service. That's probably going to vary for your actual environments. You then have the ability, if you want to actually set it, this is this third command down here, setting the address. I simply pipe in the VM name, give it the address, and then tell it to update the Azure virtual machine, and the rest takes care of it. My buddy John Saville, and I'll link the video in this current post, does a really good job of setting this out, and it allows me to see what's there. Now, if I want to see and verify that address has been reserved, simply run that command right here at the bottom, and then it shows me that, hey, it has that address, and it tells me what that actual IP address is. So it's very, very easy to work with and configure those virtual machines. And if I go into the dashboards of that virtual machine, you can actually see my internal IP address has been assigned to that client. And if I were to log into that client and run an IP config, I would see that same IP address. Now, my buddy Brian, in yesterday's post, which I'll actually think, he talked about the VIP or the VIP addresses for us to use, and he talked about how you can configure those as well. So virtual networks really are the key to your hybrid happiness, and understanding how they work and the basic premises and the building blocks, very easy to do, but make sure you have that plan and how that IP mathematics are going to work. And trust me, these are going to just open up a whole new world of your hybrid environment where you can really start connecting your on-premises environment to an Azure Cloud, and you can actually tell folks, hey, look, I'm using Azure Cloud. That means my branch office servers are 400,000 square feet building that have truckloads of servers inside of them. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this quick tour into virtual networks. Thank you and have a great day.